So it turns out Caesar Milan had the solution to relationships this whole time. Look, before you go running out to get some doggy treats for your partner, hang on, let me explain.
So the big question is this.
How is it possible that one person alone can transform any relationship, save their marriage, create their unshakable love and unleash passion, divorce-proof their family without needing their partner to get on board and do this with them, and yet still get to be happily, authentically you without compromise?
That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer.
Have you heard of Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer? Yeah, before you freak out, I'm not trying to say that you or your partner are a dog. Let me explain. See, when I was in my 20s, I got a boxer puppy and named her Putty after, remember that character on Seinfeld? Well, within what felt like 10 minutes, this puppy grew to be 55 pounds and stood 6 feet tall on her hind legs. She was actually only 4 months old, but she was already pulling me all over the neighborhood and knocking people over with her jumping. So I watched Caesar Milan and read his books. And after about a week, I realized, okay, I need someone like Caesar to come train this dog. The day the trainer arrived at my house, Putty and I were sitting on a bench out front and she was pulling like crazy on her leash. And I was telling her to stop over and over and over, stop. The trainer guy got out of his truck, walked toward us, didn't look at me. Looked right at Putty, made a gesture to her to sit, and she sat down silently. And I was like, whoa, what voodoo is this, right? The guy looked at me and said, a beautiful dog you have there. What is she, 4 or 5 months? And I replied, yep, about 4.5 months. He looked back at Putty and he said, you know, she's going to be over 100 pounds by the end of this year. Are you ready for that? And I was like, no, and I'm freaking out. Right? Because I was already completely in love with this dog and I didn't want to have to let her go just because she was out of control and she's only going to get stronger. He looked at me and he said, Stacy, there is nothing to worry about. I promise you, this dog already knows how to sit. She knows how to walk without pulling and she knows how not to bark. She's not the problem. You are. I'm not here to train your dog. I'm here to train you. And I was like, oh shit, this just got real, right? I'm pretty sure my jaw was hanging open because he laughed and he said, it's not going to be that hard. And I remember him telling me that I was working way harder at doing all this crap that doesn't work than I will ever have to do what actually does. He was the one who taught me that she's not a human. She's a dog. And he said, when I teach you how to communicate with her for the dog that she is, it will be effortless from now on. And I was like, okay, I'm in. And that was it. He trained me. And that very night, she was calm. I remember Paul noticed a difference right away. Well, by the end of the first week, she was walking easily on the leash. By the end of the month, she could walk without a leash. And in no time at all, you could drop a steak on my kitchen floor and Putty would not move unless I gave her the nod. Putty and I spent every single day of her 14 years together. She was the greatest girl and an amazing big sister to our children. She did not need the trainer to teach her, the dog, anything. I was the one who needed the training, and she changed in response to the change in me. Now, let's take a human example. Think of something that someone in your family does that really bothers you, like a tone of voice or an eye roll or being late or leaving a mess, right? You got one? Yes, just one. So when that person does X, it creates a reaction in or from you, yes? So let's say you tell your teenager to get their homework done before they go out and they roll their eyes at you saying like, come on, can you just give it a rest? That creates a reaction in you, yes? And similarly, if you said the exact same thing to your teen, but instead, they said back to you with a smile, oh, good catch. I almost forgot that one. I'm on it. Would that create the same reaction in you as the eye roll did? Or would it actually create a different reaction in you? Different, right? And that is because how someone talks to you causes a reaction from you. Do you know what I mean? The principle here is this. Relationship is a closed loop. When you put something into the loop, a trigger, you get something out of the loop, a boomerang. And this is happening all day long. Case in point, let's go back to my example with our dog Putty. Before the trainer arrived that day, Putty and I were inside the house in the kitchen getting ready to go outside. I grabbed her leash and I looked at her just like I always do with my big excitement
and said, "You want to go outside, big girl? Yeah, you want to go? Let's go outside."
And guess who else I got all hyped up and excited? You guessed it, Putty. It's so easy to see now. But at the time, I was just being me, and that's my regular way of being, was being happy and excited with my puppy. It was invisible to me that I was putting excitement energy into the loop and getting a frenzied dog boomerang out of the loop. All I experienced was me, as I always am, and her being frenzied. And I was thinking, what's wrong with her? Now that I can see the trigger that I put into the loop, I can change it. What I wanted was a calm dog who could sit and walk on a leash. So now I bet you can see why it would be ineffective or ignorant of me to interact with a dog and put my own hyper energy into the loop and then turn around and be surprised, pissed, or frustrated when the dog returns with a frenzied dog boomerang out of the loop. Now, I can choose to say, I don't like that. I can choose to be mad at the dog for not giving me the calm response that I wanted. I can keep putting hyperhuman into the loop and blame the dog for doing the frenzied dog response. I can try to yell at the dog to get her to change back to calm. Some people might even consider getting rid of the dog for refusing to be calm and responsive. I can do all those things, and yet I will still live in the result of a predictable pattern with a predictable outcome. And I would continue to be incapable of being a dog parent who can actually train any dog to be calm naturally and easily. When you can't see the loop, it just seems like your dog is being a bad dog. Once you see the loop and know the trigger boomerang pattern, it's so crystal clear it almost seems obvious. But I assure you, I loved my dog, and it was not obvious to me. Once I learned, it was effortless. Relationship is a closed loop, and this is also true for humans. Someone does or says that you don't like, you might think they're being a bad dog.
One time only in 2024, our life-changing three-day relationship breakthrough retreat event is back. RBR is the fastest way to a breakthrough in your marriage, parenting, and all your relationships. It's not a couples event. You don't need your partner to attend for you to get the results you want. This is our 13th RBR event. It's a proven breakthrough happening October 24th through the 26th. Don't miss your chance to transform your relationship, reignite the passion, and bring harmony back to your home. RBR is a live stream online event, so you can attend from anywhere. Visit relationshipbreakthroughretreat.com for tickets and details.
Knowing what you know now about me and my dog, let's say I said to you, "Hey, I don't think I'm being unreasonable to want this giant dog not to jerk me all over the neighborhood. I'm only taking her for walks for her. The dog's just being a jerk." Knowing what you know now, what would you be thinking? Maybe something like, "She's not being a bad dog. She's just being a dog." Or maybe something like, "You just don't know how to work with a dog." Or even, "What you want is not unreasonable, but how you're trying to get it is definitely unreasonable since she's a dog." Well, that's kind of what it's like for me with humans. Paul and I have discovered hundreds of these trigger boomerang patterns, and we developed the skill sets and tools to navigate all of them so that no one is labeled a bad dog for being misunderstood based on how they're wired. This way, regardless of the situation or the other person you're interacting with, you can see the loop and know the predictable trigger boomerang patterns. Now, sometimes at this point, someone will say, "Why should I?" Meaning, why should I learn all this and change what I'm putting into the loop? Why am I the only one that has to change? And you may not like my answer. I'm just warning you. My answer? Then don't. I'm not here to convince you. My only job is to show you the predictable patterns and their predictable outcomes. And if you want to learn them, the solutions for all of them. If you don't want to do anything with it, then don't. That's called freedom. I'm being sincere, not cheeky. Everyone lives in the results of the decisions that they make. There are no exceptions. So don't do it. And keep trying to make your spouse and your kids, even your dog, react to you the way that you want, even though you keep unknowingly putting triggers into their loops. That would be like me refusing to bring my calm and confident energy and just spending the next 14 years yelling at my big frantic dog to stop it and getting exhausted every day with constant struggle. That sounds like a shitty life. This work is not for your partner. You're not doing anyone any favors. It's for you. It's your marriage. You either have to live in it or live through leaving it. Either way, these predictable patterns and predictable outcomes are still running all day long in all of your human relationships. The reason to do this work is to create a better life for yourself, like I did with Putty. Make things easier, smoother, more harmonious, more loving, not just for your family, but also for you. The truth is, every human goes through some form of, why should I? But it's usually based on a false belief, like thinking that what I'm saying is that you have to change everything about you and your spouse gets to change nothing. I am not saying that at all. But it's understandable for you to think that in the beginning, and we'll get to why that is. Let me show you how you already know and already use one of these trigger boomerang loops. Do you have kids? Well, if you have at least one child, then you know the answer to my next question. The first time you see your kid trip when they're running and they pause and they look up at you with those huge eyes and you cry out with panic, oh my God, are you okay? You're running at them. What does that kid immediately do? Yes, they scream. So like all parents, what do you learn to do? Yeah, you keep your panic shoved way down, deep down when they fall and they look up at you. You say what? Say it with me. You're okay, right? If you're a pro, you say it with a smile. You're like, hey, you're okay. Get right back up. Go back up there, right? And contrary to what every fiber of your new parent being thought would happen, the freaking kid pops right back up and runs back off to play. See what you did? You instinctively learned a loop and you used it, right? The loop is when the parent is panicked as a trigger into the loop, the kid screams as a boomerang coming out. When the parent is calm as a trigger going into the loop, the kid moves past it as a boomerang coming back out. And at first it was hard, right? I remember the first time after our son got back up and ran to play, I had to turn around and cry so he wouldn't see me. True story. But eventually with repetition, it gets so easy you don't even think about it. Not because you don't care about your kids, but because you know that that reaction or the lack of a reaction from you is actually what's best for them. Now think of it this way. How ridiculous would it be if a parent panicked when their kid fell, the kid freaked out crying, and then the parent yelled at the kid to stop freaking out and crying? Ridiculous, right? I know that you don't mean to, but you're doing that same thing all day long. See, humans are wired differently. So without knowing how your partner, kids, and others are wired, you're unknowingly putting triggers into their loops that cause predictable reactions from them. Then you're yelling at them or getting upset with them for how they are treating you. You tell them that you don't like how they're acting. I'm telling you right now, they are not acting towards you. They are reacting to you. You just don't have the same wiring, processing, and blueprint as they do. So you have no idea that you've been putting triggers into their loops, causing the very reactions from them that you hate. Now, before you freak out, relax. We've already discovered hundreds of these and created solutions for them. It's much easier than you think to learn these patterns and change everything. Just like me learning how to calm myself before interacting with my dog to get the reaction from her that I want. And you learning how to calm yourself when your kid trips. You can learn the positive triggers to put into the loops to get the reactions that you desire from your partner and others that you interact with. And even more importantly, just like I had to first learn to stop putting my hyper energy into the loop with the dog, the first thing you will need to learn is what triggers to stop inadvertently putting into the loop so you stop generating the reactions you hate from others. Now, I know you're doing the best that you can and you have the best of intentions. It's not your fault. No one ever taught you this skill set before. You're just like everyone else. You, me, your partner, my husband, thousands and thousands of our students around the world. We were just doing what we thought was best with positive, good intentions, and everything was going to crap for what looked like no reason. This is new. Well, we've been doing it for over 20 years, but it's new for you and most of humanity. So give yourself time and compassion as I unravel this for you and show you these truths and demonstrate these patterns to you. Again, I'm not here to convince you, argue with you, tell you that what I'm saying is right. I know people will find it hard to believe when I say that I will never give you relationship advice. I will never tell you what you should do. I'm not you. And I will never tell you what you should do. What we will do, though, is we will teach you these patterns that have been invisible to you. Once they become visible to you, you can make a clear choice and know the outcome you're going to get from the action that you take. You get to choose. I can't choose for you. I'm not you. I'm only here to share what we figured out so that people know these truths about relationship. But if you're not into it, that's cool. But if you do want to know more, I think you deserve these answers. In the next episode, I'm going to walk you through one of the trigger and boomerang patterns that we teach in our methodology so you can start using it. You know how there's just like no pleasing some people? Ever notice that even when you do something that you don't even want to do, just to make someone else happy, it still backfires and you end up miserable? In the next episode, I'm going to walk you through this pattern so that you can stop unknowingly falling into it and show you what to do instead. If you're ready to transform your relationship without compromise, without pleasing, and without couples therapy, then check out our free training in the episode description.
Okay, are you ready to catapult your relationship forward to the next level in just 3 days, surrounded by relationship transformers on the journey with you? Then go grab your live event tickets at relationshipbreaktheretreat.com and we will see you there.